Kids Rock for Kids started last year. It was the brainchild of a 16-year-old local high school girl who was motivated and inspired by a speaker at school and decided that she wanted to get involved and try to do something. She found a program called Invisible Children, and based on her research there, was so heartbroken by what she read, she formed this group. Our initial response was fantastic. We had so many kids sign up, and our fundraising efforts were wonderful. We held some concerts, we did bake sales, we did car washes, and the response from the community was really, really good. During that time, though, we started to realize that rather than keep this as just a fundraising group, we had a really unique opportunity to create something special. So we've kind of shifted gears and changed our focus and purpose a little bit. And while fundraising is still one of our goals, we've decided that there is a bigger goal at stake. And that is to get more teens involved, people just like you who are listening to this right now, and to give you the opportunities to develop the leadership skills that are going to help you while you're still in school and long after you're out of school. To do that, we've come up with several key things that will hopefully help to motivate and inspire and get you wanting to take action yourself. Our vision, if you will, is pretty simple. It's speak up, speak out, create the change you want to see, and find your voice. Today, so many teens say over and over and over that the number one reason for not getting involved is that nobody cares. I'm here to tell you that that's not true. Your voice can make a difference. Yes, there are a lot of pessimists out there in this world, but take a look at our election this year. You, the youth, the young people of this country, made history. And that was all because of passion. That was because of having a goal, deciding that you want to do something about it, and getting out there and acting on it. And really, that's what Kids Rock for Kids is all about. By participating in cause awareness campaigns, by promoting community service, and by educating yourselves and others, you are going so much further than your peers who simply talk about things but aren't willing to do things about them. There's a quote that says, "I think there is something more important than believing. Action. The world is full of dreamers. There aren't enough who will move ahead and begin to take concrete steps to actualize their vision." That is so true for both adults and teens in today's society. So many of us see things that we don't like, but so few of us are willing to work towards changing them. I'm asking you today, right now, while you're listening to this, if you're willing to step up and try to create the change that you want to see. It doesn't have to be anything big. You don't have to sell anything. You don't have to buy anything or stand outside in a weird costume or anything like that. The only thing you have to do is make a commitment to yourself that you will be willing to keep your mind open, to learn, and to help spread awareness about issues that are affecting your friends, your peers, and teens all around the world. That's it. It's pretty simple. If you're interested, why don't you head on over to our website, which is kidsrockforkids.com. Fill out our volunteer form. We have lots of things planned both locally and online throughout the coming year. So the more people involved, the more things we can do. If you have any questions, you're always welcome to contact us through our website, or you can contact me, Rebecca, personally at kidsrock4kids@yahoo.com. Thanks for listening. I look forward to seeing you soon.